There's a lot of moral teaching in today's gospel. This is probably one of the largest sections of Christ's moral teachings that we get in the lectionary cycle. But I want to focus in today on one particular part of the gospel, and that's Christ's teachings regarding marriage. You know, marriage is a beautiful sacrament, and it's the basic building block, the fundamental building block of family life and of society. And you know, the stability and the strength of our marriages, you know, build the foundation that we need for a healthy society and for healthy families. And so Christ rightly upholds the importance of the commitment and the permanence that marriage require. But in reality, there are also many marriages that do not go as planned. You know, they end up causing a lot of pain, a lot of conflict. And many people have felt alienated from the church because of various marriage situations that they find themselves in. And Pope Francis has made a real effort to try and reach out to people who are in difficult marriage situations, encouraging them to stay with the church and to continue to strive to live out the faith. And so, you know, and I think that's an important message because, you know, we don't want people to fall away from the church and to fall away from God. You know, person's marital situation does not change the reality that every human being is created by God and loved by Him. You know, that's our fundamental identity. And so the first thing I want to emphasize today is that no matter what a person's marital situation is, and no matter what mistakes they've made in the past, there is always a path to be reconciled to Christ and to His church. You know, I've never dealt with a situation, nor will I ever deal with a situation where I have to say to a person, you know, there's nothing I can do to help you. It's all over. Give up and go home. You know, never will I ever have to say that. You know, there's always a way forward. And sometimes it is a quick and easy fix. There's just a couple things that you have to do. You know, do these things, get it straightened out, and you're good to go. You know, sometimes I like those situations. Other times it takes a little longer. You know, sometimes if there's an annulment that's required, that might take you know, a year or sometimes a little longer to get all that straightened out. You know, sometimes the path forward requires self-sacrifice on the part of the individual. But God always gives us the grace that we need. And no matter what the sacrifice is that's required, you know, there's God always blesses the sacrifices we make for Him. And it is always worth the sacrifice to be reconciled to God. No matter what the situation is and the path that we have to follow, it is always worth it to be reconciled to God. Because that's the most important thing that we can do, is to make sure that we're in a state of grace and that we're in a proper relationship with God, both in this life and moving into eternity. In dealing with marriage situations, the second thing I'd emphasize is that there are many, many nuances that have to be taken into account. And it's complicated. And so don't assume that you know for yourself or that you know for somebody else what the proper resolution needs to be. You know, unless you have, unless you're an expert in canon law and the church's teachings on marriage, it is complicated. And there are different types of marriages. There's civil marriages, there's sacramental marriages, there's natural marriages. With annulments, there's a lot of ins and outs and different grounds for annulments. There's other options for people who are in specific situations as to ways that they can be reconciled. So don't assume that you know for yourself or for somebody else what the options are. Because I've worked with people who have been given wrong information or they just assumed wrong information. And in some cases, that led them to leave the church for decades before they finally come back. And it's like, no, we can fix this situation. And so it's important that people have the correct information. And so my best advice is, for yourselves, or if you know somebody in your family or someone in the community that might have fallen away from the faith because of a marriage situation, encourage them, if they've never talked to a priest, to first come to a priest and don't be afraid of being judged. You know, as a priest, you know, I want people to be reconciled to God just as much as you want to be reconciled, or you want them to be reconciled. So a church is, the priest is not here to judge anyone or to make them feel bad. You know, the church and the priest are there to help reconcile people. So the best advice I can give for complicated situations is come talk to a priest, because there might be options that the person isn't necessarily aware of. Just to give one example, a lot of people think that if they are civilly divorced, that they are automatically cut off from God and cut off from the church. Many people have left the church for that reason. But that's not true. So again, come and talk with a priest. Or if you know someone who's in that situation, encourage them to talk to a priest. You know, sometimes the original marriage can be healed, and that's always the best option and the first option to be tried. But other times that marriage can't be reconciled. But for, you know, someone who's civilly divorced, if they're not dating or attempting a second marriage, if they're living chastely and living in accord with God's laws, the church says to them, make a good confession, and then you can be reconciled to the church. So there are ways, and sometimes people, because of misinformation, take the wrong path. There are also situations where people are married outside the church. You know, if either individual getting married or both of them are Catholic, what we mean by getting married outside the church is that they did not get married in front of a priest or a deacon, or they did not seek permission from the church if they got married elsewhere. The church will sometimes, for a good reason, give that permission. But if someone, or if either of them or both of them are Catholic and they're married outside the church does not recognize that as a valid marriage. So if that's the case, again, come to a priest and come talk to me, and we'll talk about it and see what needs to be done to get that situation straightened out. Now, there's an important distinction that we have to make when it comes to marriage between a civil marriage and a marriage that's recognized by the church. God is the author of marriage. Marriage goes all the way back to the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, back in the creation account in Genesis. And so marriage existed before any government existed. It's God who establishes marriage between a man and a woman. And it's God who bonds them together. It's not the government. And so a true marriage, the real marriage, is one that's created by God. When a man and a woman make those vows and God recognizes, God bonds them together. A civil marriage changes a person's legal status. So they might file for taxes married instead of single. Or there might be custody implications for children. Or there might be inheritance issues that depend on whether a person's married or not. So there's a legitimate civil role for governments. But governments do not have the authority to marry people. You know, a government cannot declare two people to be married. And a government cannot dissolve that marriage. That's not under the jurisdiction of the government. They just control the civil implications of marriage. It's God who is the author of marriage and who bonds people together. And that's why Jesus Christ in the gospel, he says that if someone marries a woman who is divorced, that they commit adultery. Because that divorce doesn't actually remove that first marriage. People often confuse the two. And they think that a civil divorce means that they're no longer married. But that's not true, because God is the one who bonds the man and woman together. And in our culture today, many people want to avoid the church's teachings on marriage when they're not convenient or when they're hard to live by. But our first reading says that the wisdom of God is immense, and he understands man's every deed. And God knows what he's doing when he created the marriage. And he's not wrong about it. And the church isn't wrong about it. You know, we should always cooperate with God's plan, because his wisdom is so deep and so powerful. And when we do cooperate with his plan, we find life and we find healing. And so it's important that we don't fight against him or try and fight against the church, because that's when people end up separating themselves from the church. You know, we should imagine ourselves like drops of rain before an ocean. The ocean is the wisdom of God. We're simply a little drop of water. We can't fight the ocean. You know, that's not a battle we can fight and win. We should cooperate and allow ourselves to be immersed in the emotion, in the ocean of God's mercy. And so, as we reflect upon today's gospel reading, the important things for us to realize is no matter what the marriage situation is, there's always a way forward. And if you or if someone in your family or someone you know is in a difficult marriage situation, encourage them to come talk to a priest or someone who is very well versed in the teachings on marriage so that they can let that person know what their path forward is. Because no matter what situation a person is in, there is always a way for them to be reconciled, and there is always a path forward.